I don't want to waste your time on this. We have 2 minutes. I am a merchant mariner, as you may know. Just some observations. There will be major supply chain disruptions, but we're really good at this. A lot of traffic is going to move to Virginia, and the automobiles, as you might imagine here at WCGA, are coming to Brunswick. The Mayday calls really had a great effect, bridge to bridge, to the bridge, and police did a good job. There was nobody on that bridge, except for the workers. They're looking for them. I can tell you, as a rescue diver, the rescue divers want to go down there, and their bosses are telling them not to go because they're stealing cable everywhere. You may remember the coroner said in Chappaquiddick, Mary Jo Kopechne survived for as much as 3 hours in a submerged car, but then she died. That water was shallower and warmer. Shipping customers are going to see a costly impact, but that really doesn't matter now. A representative from the American Pilots Association says that this was a complete blackout of all the power on the ship. This ship, the Dolly, did have a 2016 incident near Antwerp when it struck a loading pier made of stone, caused damage to the ship's stern. That power plant appears to me to have been in full operation when it hit the bridge. The deck lights, the work lights, and the nav lights were operational on that ship when it hit the bridge, and she was blowing a lot of exhaust. That's just what I saw. He might have had a transmission problem. He might have lost a screw. There was a pilot on that ship, and he tried to slow it down before the crash. Evidently, he immediately ordered the rudder hard to port to keep the ship from turning right and ordered the port anchor be dropped, which it was. It is possible that emergency generators kicked the ship's lights back on, but not main propulsion. Again, they're way up into the Chesapeake at this point, and they must have a state-licensed pilot on board. That pilot has navigational control of the ship. He gives orders for the ship's speed and direction. And they are among the most highly trained and locally conscious mariners in the world. That's the best I can give you right now. This is News Talk 1100 WCGA.